Hi, everyone. Welcome. You are on the Healthy Child, Healthy World teleclass. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Heather Arwita. I am a co-founder of Mommy Bites. We've been doing these online classes for well over 5 years now. We are incredibly, incredibly excited to have one of the co-founders on today with us. And this is a company, The Honest Company is a company we've very much enjoyed watching the evolution of this company. We've met them in person. I'm sure all of our moms have heard about them, but I just want to give them a huge shout out and welcome. Welcome to our teleclass.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're really excited.
So I think if it's okay with you, Christopher, before we get into the nitty-gritty, I know we have a lot to get to. Do you mind just maybe telling everybody a little bit about The Honest Company, how you got started, and maybe a little bit about your book?
Absolutely. So my story really comes from a place of passion and the intersection of purpose and environmental health. And my background is an environmental scientist, actually. My training is in environmental science and health, and that is really the study of how the environment, how the things that surround our bodies, surround our homes, we put into our body, how that impacts your health. So we call these things environmental triggers, so that they have a biological and a very direct impact on the human body. And the study of environmental health is really fascinating because there's a lot of work that is being done in great medicine and research and institutional science, but it doesn't percolate itself out of white papers and out of hospitals and medicine very often. And when it does, it really comes in a high-level place of fear. So we hear about all these environmental toxins or these chemicals of concern. And yet, as a consumer, as activated parents, and as just general folks in the marketplace, we have a hard time understanding what is a priority, what we should be really concerned about, what is not necessarily valid or evidence-based. And so it's a really difficult challenge. And so my background, again, is how do you bring this data, this science, this rich institutional knowledge to the public? So for almost 7 years, I was the CEO and executive director of a nonprofit called Healthy Child, Healthy World. And I wrote a book at the time by the same name, Healthy Child, Healthy World, Creating a Cleaner, Greener Home. And the essence and the charter of this nonprofit was to bring this information in a very concise, accessible way, but deliver solution-based thinking, so positive action against it. And so continually, parents would come from around the globe to the organization. The organization still exists today. It's part of the Environmental Working Group. It's a program there. And it still exists in the way that it is generating content for parents to consume and really delivering it, again, in inspiring ways. But the one big piece that I continually found there during my tenure there was consumers coming back to me and asking one very interesting question. This question of tell me what to buy, and that question, that request, that demand, that pleading need was often heard and often seen around the marketplace. Parents can't be the weekend toxicologists. They can't go online, and just because they are flooded with information online doesn't mean it's wisdom or doesn't mean it is really driven and aggregated in a way that is accessible and actionable. And so during that time there, I was really motivated to really create a platform, a one-stop shop of these healthier, more non-toxic, safe, and naturally minded products. And my business partner and I, Jessica Alba, met at my book launch party actually in 2008, and we worked nights and weekends for many, many years to really generate a brand. And that brand now, as we know it today, we launched it in 2012, is called The Honest Company. And so Honest really is positioned as this purpose-driven consumer lifestyle brand that is really trying to be a paradigm shift in the marketplace a place where parents and people can go to outsource their trust, because at the end of the day, that's really what you want. You want a person, a friend, an advocate, a peer, a brand you can trust. In a world where institutional distrust is happening around us, from consumer brands to the government, parents and people want places of trust and credibility, and that's really what the brand brings you. And so we launched in 2012. We're coming up on our five-year anniversary this January, and we really deliver a very unique platform in the sense that at our core, this mission to inspire and empower people to live a healthy, happy life is derived in this passion to educate and to give people the information they need and also give them the solutions they need, i.e. these products that go in, on, and around you, and bring it in a way that's accessible, that's design-centric, that's safe, that's effective, because it needs to be performance-minded and results-driven in a world where you're bringing these things in your home and they need to work. And so we have everything that crosses many, many different categories, and I'm sure we'll get into that. So that's a bit about my background, a bit about the genesis and origin story of Honest, and why we chose to exist.
What I love about your story is that I think, and I think you found this probably as a business person and also a dad, is there's so much kind of noise out there, and it's so hard and overwhelming for parents to digest all this information coming at them, and then to figure out, okay, so what's next? What now? And I think that that's what the Honest Company has done incredibly well. And it's really been a pleasure to watch. You know, we've been watching you guys for since you started, and it's been a pleasure to watch. So
thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's because consumers want to change the conversation, especially today's parents. They have a different ethical sensibility. They require business being a force for good. They don't want a compromise and have any unwavering in the levels of commitment around science, around health, around safety, and they really are looking for a lifestyle, a way of life, and that's what Honest is really positioned to give. It's give this peace of mind and really tonally shift, because we honor a lot of the brands that come before us, but really we've chosen to do is focus not only on sustainability, not only on the environment, but really focused 100% on vulnerable populations, on human health, on that infant, that one-day-old, that pregnant mom, the most vulnerable, the most susceptible population, not the 180-pound male that most brands are really trying to focus their test on when they look at safety or these other efficacy tests that they benchmark against.
That's right. And that's exactly how I see your company too. It's a lifestyle company and not a product-driven company, which is why it brings me to kind of the nitty-gritty of this conversation that we're having today, which is that what I would love for our listeners to walk away with are tangible action items on how to live their life and how to think a little differently and do it in an easy way, because we both know it's hard enough being a parent. So on that note, let's kind of go back to the very beginning. I know we have probably some expectant and new parents on this call. So can you talk a little bit about preparing a healthy nursery?
Yeah, so I have four children. I have a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 6-month-old. And really that the nesting period and the time of the precious, valuable, super memorable time of, especially for a new parent and a first-time parent, is incredibly, incredibly important, because this is the moment that you can change behavior, you can change product choices, you can change your immediate home environment, you can change what you're putting in and around your mouth and on your body. And so, you know, I really, really encourage, especially moms, but dads as well, to really be holistic in their thinking and think of all the things. Again, if you had to break it down to this concept of in, on, and around you, and if your home is that nest, that safe dwelling, how do you manage it in a way that you can best make sure that it is free from any known or possibly known or possibly linked chemicals of concern. And so really what you want to start to think about are the things that your first number one as a pregnant mom, what are you putting in your mouth? You know, really trying to eat organic as much as possible. And especially for your protein choices, organic dairy and organic meats are very important. Being very attentive to your fruits and vegetables and where they're coming from. The EWG has a great a couple lists that are quick guides to help you understand what should be prioritized as organic in your diet and in your grocery basket, as well as so that's called the Dirty Dozen. And so those are the top 12 fruits and vegetables that you want to try to buy, like strawberries, highly sprayed with insecticides, pesticides. So you want to try to really use those or choose those to be organic. And then they've got the Dirty Dozen, and then they've got the Clean 15. And those are the other ones, like cantaloupes or bananas, where pesticides aren't used. They have thick outer skins, and you don't have to worry about those. So that's a pretty basic one, but a very great reminder to really reference those lists. And they change them both geographically and annually, so it's a really great great list. When you're thinking about your body care, what are you putting on your skin? What you put on your skin will eventually go inside of your body, will eventually, you know, you can find actually some chemical sunscreens that actually seep inside the skin or can be found in the bloodstream within a matter of minutes. And so what's the makeup regime that you're using? What's the hair care regime? What's the body care regime? Again, that is super important. Your skin is your biggest organ. You want to be very attentive to the preservative types that people are using in the body care that you're choosing, the fragrance packages. Fragrance is a big one for me, and you'll hear me talk about it both in the personal care space as well as the home care space. Fragrance is essentially a black box of lack of transparency and a black box of unknowing, in the sense that the fragrance industry has a fairly strong grip on proprietary information. It's all seen as trade secret, and they will never tell you the list of ingredients. A lot of those ingredients are synthetically and petrochemically derived. A lot of them have not been tested for human health. And a lot of them, I've seen fragrance lists and packages up to 150 to 400 individual ingredients. And so these aren't naturally derived, these aren't plant-based, these aren't naturally sourced. And so I have a really big, I have a big suspicion in that area. So the Honest Company, for instance, and other brands have chosen to go this route, so really think about it, is we will never use fragrance, the trade term fragrance or the trade term parfum. We will not use it. We scent our products with botanical oils and naturally plant-based extracts, but we will never use fragrance. And so that's a big one. So really look for those. Actually look for those, again, in your book, your never use, and this, I have a big strong one on this one. Please do not use any of your eau de toilettes or your perfumes as a pregnant mom either, even as a breastfeeding mom. That goes on your neck, and your baby crawls around your neck and your chest, and that gets in. They're breathing it in. They're breathing. Babies are so susceptible in the sense that they're breathing twice as much and they're eating twice as much, and so their bodies are taking in, and they're just their hand-to-mouth behavior. It's a very, very vulnerable time, so you want to be very particular to how you care for your body, because it is going to be impacting both your body, your baby, as your baby is out of your body, and also as your baby's inside your body. That placental barrier is no longer seen as this protective womb. Unfortunately, what is being distributed inside your body from a toxicant and chemical perspective is actually being passed to your baby. So unfortunately, babies are now being born pre-polluted, and babies have synthetic industrialized chemicals in their bloodstreams at the time of birth. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to really minimize the potential impact. And again, it's what you're putting in your body, what you're putting on your body, what you're breathing. So that's an area of an exposure that you want to be attentive to. So candles that you're burning, potpourri, scented plugins and sprays that you're spraying in your home. Really minimize that and try to remove that. Also, how you're painting your nursery. But, you know, if these things called VOCs, volatile organic compounds, and trust me, there's nothing organic about them. They really populate their air and can impact your health. And so what I'm trying to do is, and as a brand and as a advocate for environmental health and safety, we really want to be thoughtful on how we care for that interior environment, because there are these things that are rather scary and rather daunting. And so in my book, I go through a lot of how do you establish and how do you create a safe, healthy nursery? How do you ensure that you're choosing even everything from your mattresses to your linen to your carpets to the cleaning products that you're using in and around your home and nursery? You're breathing that in. That will impact your health as a pregnant mom. So my book is a great resource. Again, Healthy Child, Healthy World. And the website Healthy Child is a great one, healthychild.org. So really trying to educate yourself on these small ways to really minimize those potential chemicals of concern that can impact your body and your unborn fetus.
You know, it's been so interesting for me, because I always kind of prided myself in trying to eat clean. But it's only recently that I've appreciated that healthy living is a multi-sensory experience. It was new to me, and I think it's new to many parents, that it's not just what you're putting in your body, it's what you're saying. It's what is absorbed by your body, what, you know, deodorants and perfume and what you're breathing. And, you know, it's a switch, it's a change. And I think what's nice about this conversation is that these, you know, you don't have to be a scientist. Like, you don't have to, like, dedicate your life to researching everything. You can find a few brands, whether it's the Honest Company or any company that you've done your research on, and feel secure that if I'm buying cleaning products for them or baby products, that it's for the most part, is going to be the right decision.
Right.
Because I think, would you agree that that's probably, yes, sorry.
No, I agree with you, because it comes down to the integrity of the science, and it comes down to the integrity of their standards and how they are looking at the build of the product and what are they putting inside the bottle, and at what part per million and billion do they care about. And if they don't, if they're not prioritizing you, if they're prioritizing their bottom line, then you should question the integrity of the product, because I'm telling you, there are incidentals and there are things found in products that you would be surprised that they're in there. And so as a brand, you've got to create a level of, and again, not to cast a shadow on the marketplace, but because I don't know what other brands are doing, I know what we're doing. And I know the level of integrity and the level of purity and the level of sourcing that we have, and how much we value and put import on that. And it's really being choiceful with those controls and those SOPs, as we call them, they're your internal standards and how you work with your manufacturing partners, and where are you sourcing your raw ingredients from, and what level of knowledge you have about the sourcing of those raw ingredients, because it really is a science and raw ingredients story at the end of the day.
That's right. That's right. And listeners, so just so you don't feel overwhelmed, I know we're throwing a lot at you, and we want you very much to have tangible action items at the end of this. I will send you the Dirty Dozen. I'll send you a link to the Clean 15. I'll send you a link to all the resources, the book, website, everything that we're going over, to make this super, super easy for all of you, because I know it's overwhelming. And you know what, Christopher, is it okay if I feed you a question that was just typed in? This mom wants to circle back. She said, I really enjoy wearing perfume. It's a pick me up for me. Are there any perfumes that you feel like are safe?
It's a great question. It's an area where a lot of brands, again, that I I wish there were a few brands that I could turn you to. There are a few. One called an organic perfume that I know about. Again, you want to look for the ones that are using pure botanical oils and extracts, and quite possibly will list the ingredients on pack. I know many, many don't. There's a brand out of San Francisco called MCMC, MCMC Fragrances, and she does a really nice job and does is very thoughtful on where she's sourcing her raws and how she's distilling the scent package there. So I would look for the brands that and the Honest Company, we have a line of beauty care products, and that has everything from color to skin care to hair care, honestbeauty.com, in fact. But we don't have fragrance yet because it's a really, really hard one. And one day maybe, but not yet. But check out MCMC, check out an organic perfume. And on our blog, the Honest Company blog, I believe I also did a piece on fragrances and referenced a few other brands that I refer to. So, and there's also great stuff on the nursery and the stuff we were talking about earlier as well. So that's a nice resource.
Cool. Okay, I'll make sure people get that. I mean, that's kind of an interesting component to this, Christopher, that I hadn't thought about, which is the balance between, you know, what this mom said, like, it makes her feel good, right? So the balance between kind of the emotional and the physical is, you know, it's important and a fine line, but, you know, I think that there's some easy ways to do both.
It's all emotional, right? These products, I mean, scent, there's no doubt, scent is it brings you to a time and a place, and it's highly, highly enjoyable, and it identifies certain times of life, but unfortunately, it's not the cleanest of industries, and so as a brand and as a consumer, especially in this time of your life, I would just be more attentive to what you're using.
Got it. Okay. And moving on, another question that was just typed in. So this mom wants to know, you mentioned the importance of mattresses. Do you have any suggestions on good mattresses when building my nursery?
It's a great question. I get this question all the time. There are a couple brands that I like because mattresses, at the end of the day, your baby is sleeping anywhere between 15 to 18 hours, if you're lucky, especially when they're under 3 to 4 months and they're really, really in this place of security and purity, you hope. And so I would really, really do my research here. There's a brand called Naturepedic that I like very much. Barry makes these handmade out of Barry Chick is his name. He makes them handmade in Western Pennsylvania. He only uses organic cottons. He never uses any synthetic flame retardants. Flame retardants is a big thing in this industry in the sense that it's mandated to put these PBDEs, and these are known as highly caustic flame retardants that help prevent fire, but they're only retarding or preventing or delaying a flame or that mattress from really igniting for 10 seconds. So the standard is obnoxiously archaic and needs to change. There's some work here in California by a few assembly members who are trying to change those standards, and they have done a good job. Arlene Bloom, B-L-U-M, here in California, also does a fantastic job at advocating for safer mattresses and the reduction of flame retardants. But I would choose the ones that use organic cottons, that use organic wools, that use not synthetics, particularly in the top layers. Barry does use a plastic that is food grade plastic, especially when you have toddlers and older children to be attentive to wetting and the mattress integrity. So he does a really nice job at using food grade plastics like HDPE and LDPE, so number 2 and 3. So he's done a really nice job. So that's a great brand. Hostens, which is a European brand made by the Swedes, H-A-S-T-E-N-S. It's a bit more expensive, But they have done a really nice job on their bill too. So those are the two I'd recommend. But Barry's is very accessible. He's got quite a few of them. Now he's expanded to adult mattresses. So I would check Nature Feed again.
I think fire retardant one is an interesting one, because that for me is such a good example of a mind shift in all of this, because it's kind of counterintuitive, right? When you're buying product for your baby, you want to make sure, okay, so gosh, if there's a fire, like, this is going to protect my baby. But what I hear you saying is the pros of that don't outweigh the cons, and the chances of that are so slight, and it's not a fail safe. It just prevents. So why wrap your baby in something where they're breathing in these fumes when it's not a fail safe?
It's not a fail safe, and it goes back to the precautionary principle. And we know it's scientifically acknowledged and validated that these flame retardants can be endocrine disruptors, can cause known carcinogens, and so we know they impact human health. So let's remove them from our environment. Let's be precautionary in the sense that let's be better safe than sorry, in the sense that we're going to remove them, and we're going to be attentive to these other things around our home to ensure that, God forbid, a fire should happen, we're going to make sure that that is not happening. And really, flame retardants were put in mattresses because back in the 60s and 70s, people used to smoke in bed. If you're smoking in bed, then we should have another conversation, and you can call me up directly and we can have that conversation. So the evolution of humanity, I think, hasn't caught up to this archaic legislation.
And I'm just reading this other question that his mom wrote. Oh, we have a few coming in. So this mom is hoping that this is something that we were going to get to anyway, so this is great. She's wondering what you recommend. You just mentioned plastic. She wants to know, can you recommend some good breast bottle feeding solutions? I guess that's a hard one because there are so many different grades of plastic.
Yeah, there's seven identified grades of plastic, but there's many, many different types, and seven is number seven. You'll look at the recycling symbol, and inside that symbol there are numbers, 1, 2, 3, 5, and 7. But 7 is really a catch-all for all these new types and undesignated types. So I am most weary of 7 and 3. 3 is known as polyvinyl chlorate, so PVC. You want to really stay away from if your shower curtains being that soft plastic, rubber mats on your floor and in your gym or your kitchen, that's a place. Even rubber duckies have been known, cheap chew toys and toys that are for the bathtub can be made of PVC, so be very attentive to that. There's also these things called phthalates. Those are known as plasticizers. They make plastics soft, and they are known to cause endocrine disruption. So when you're thinking about these, these plastics, you want to be a very attentive to it. For me, you babies put everything in their mouth. Again, my six-month-old, she's just right on the cusp of feeding, and she is jamming everything in her mouth. And so, you know, we really try to use these chew toys. Haba does a great job with their wooden toys. Honest has a silicone teaser that is silicone is not made of plastic. Silicone is from silica or sand. It's a derivative of glass. So it's a very medical grade silicone is known to be quite safe and has been used historically. That's what nipples are made out of. So really, when you're looking for nipples or you're looking for breast pump stuff, I would look for, if you can find it, glass, especially in the bottles. If you can't choose the glass option, which are a bit more difficult to travel with and a bit heavier, look for the safe plastics, which are 1, 2, and 5. And a lot of the breast pump brands have moved there and have been there for a while. They've removed the phthalates, which is good. In their tubing, make sure that they're using silicone and not plastic tubing. How is the breast pump and the breast milk traveling through the actual pump itself? But I've been very impressed in the last 3 to 5 years on the shift in the breast pump community, and they're very attentive to mom's demands here, and I give them a lot of credit for shifting the quality of the materials to safer plastics.
Yeah, for sure. And listeners, just keep the questions coming. These have been awesome so far. I'm going to give you another one that just came in. Okay, so this mom wants to know, what is your advice for the best laundry detergent? My fear is if I go too organic, it won't clean well.
This is a hard one in the sense that that is every mom's big fear. Like, oh, my goodness. And, and especially for the organic stains, spit up and God forbid, and any other, you know, the number one and two, it's hard to clean. And
exactly.
A lot of it, what I recommend is, especially for spit up, you really need to soak that and then do a pre-soak. So use a safe stain remover. Again, Honest has a full line of cleaner, everything from laundry care to surface care. I think we've done a really great job because we've embraced a plant-based philosophy here. Again, a lot of, you know, we've got tons of anecdotal stories from moms and parents on how much they love and appreciate our Honest laundry detergent, because in that plant-based philosophy, we've really embraced, really, again, removing some of these synthetics like optical brighteners that other brands may use. And these are chemicals that are put into the laundry detergent that are intended to stay onto the clothing to reflect light. And that reflection of light makes your clothes look brighter and cleaner. Well, in fact, it's just tricking your eye. And so, you know, I would really go towards the ones that have a philosophy around plant-based and plant-sourced, really being attentive to those preservatives that they're using. This is a hard one in the sense that there are a lot of brands out there, but I would really stick to the brands that like Honest or Seventh Generation that are really focused on the plant-derived ingredients.
It's another example, I feel like, at least for me personally, of a switch because I feel like, and maybe you feel like this, that we grew up in a time where there was a lot of scent added, especially to cleaning products and especially laundry. So kind of there's that psychological, well, if it doesn't smell super strong and super fresh, like then it's not clean. But like that's just simply, it's just not the case. It's just not the case.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that scent, again, goes back to scent, drives emotion, right? And just because, or if it's got dyes or colorants in it or a big scent, especially in cleaning, you think it's going to do work. And that's not always the case. It hasn't been proven to be more effective if it's got a dye in it. So Honest doesn't ever use formaldehydes or chlorines or phosphates or dyes or fragrances or optical brighteners like I talked about, and being very attentive to being safe for the clothes, also safe for septic systems and gray water systems, but really doing the job to deep clean and guard colors. I mean, that's another big one, guarding the colors of your clothes. If you're over cleaning, you're stripping the colors out of your clothes. And so finding a laundry detergent that's really a all-purpose, safe in all temperatures and designed for standard and AC machines, and really being effective and removing all that unwanted stuff and without really taxing your clothes, taxing your body, or taxing the environment.
Actually, what you just said, I want to kind of just touch upon because we haven't brought this up, but I think it's super important. You just mentioned, you know, we've talked a lot about what goes into our babies, what we eat, you know, our baby's environment. But what you just mentioned is like what goes down the drains, like what happens to our planet. And this conversation is not only us being healthy, our family being healthy, what we do for our babies now. You know, it's really, in my opinion, creating a healthy planet for our kids and our kids' kids. And sometimes I think it's, you know, you forget about that sometimes.
Right? It's your children are inheriting your legacy and your decisions. right? They are inheriting how you made choices, and they will live with those. And the products that are on store shelves today are continually changing, and new innovation is always being brought, but sometimes that innovation is not being attentive to both what's happening to the environment or what's happening to human health. And so it's a human health concern, it's a planetary and legacy health concern, and I think it's a lot to think about, but look, hopefully your children and you are around for a long time, and you want to ensure that they are inheriting a healthy and safe environment as well.
Absolutely. So we are coming down the home stretch with our time together. We probably have time for one more topic, but I do want to just remind people, I will be sending you a link to all this. I'll be sending you all resources, everything we've gone over. You guys have been awesome, sending in great questions. So I think we probably have time for one more. I think maybe a fun one that we haven't gone over yet is pets and you know, how we can – tips for kind of keep your pet healthy, because they're walking around our house. Babies are, you know, petting them, laying on them. What's your advice on healthy pets?
Yeah, the pet one is really great because you want – they're your best friends, right? And they are your companions, and they are you know, the majority of American households have them. But we treat our pets as family members, yet we put powders and collars and sprays and shampoos that may contain dangerous insecticides and these other dangerous caustics. So you've got to treat your pets like you were going to treat your child. And so I always think about when you have your pets, like helping to keep your home clean and healthy so that you're removing some of the sometimes they bring their dander and their pet hair can exacerbate asthmatic concerns. So vacuuming regularly and cleaning them and possibly even washing their paws off after they're outside, because what they're and the same thing for you, taking your shoes off at the door. When you're taking your shoes off at your front door, there's a great study called the Doormat Study, and it shows that you can remove 80% of lead dust in your home by just taking your shoes off at the front door. So you're tracking this stuff in your home, pesticides and grime and bacteria in and on the bottom of your shoes, and yet, you know, think about where you walk during your day, yet you walk in your home and then you jump on the ground with your kids. So take your shoes off at the front door, wash your pets and their pets' feet. Really thinking about fleas and ticks in a natural way. I mean, people put a lot of these collars on their dog and cat's neck, and those are just pesticides around their neck. And your kids are touching them, they're leaning into them, or they're rubbing their faces and hands on them, and then they're putting them in your mouth. So I would be very attentive to that. And the way you maintain your home in a non-toxic and fastidious way, again, through bed washing and vacuuming and using other clean tips is going to help remove those pests from coming inside. There's a lot of another one is the kitty litters that people are using, and how the clay is usually strip mined and filled with silica dust, and that can irritate both your cat and your child's lungs. So you really want to be attentive to the types of kitty litter that you're bringing in. There are a lot of more non-toxic and natural varietals, 100% all, you know, woods and food grade weeds, biodegradable papers that rapidly dissolve and break down quickly. Feeding your pets is just like you're feeding your child. Feeding your pets is an interesting one, and how you're and the trend to high quality, minimal grain, wheat and corn byproducts and fillers in pets, and really thinking about the quality of protein and the protein source is really thoughtful in how you manage your pets. Cleaning them, you know, how are you cleaning your baby? You know, what is the shampoo you're using on your 1 day old? And it's the same thing. Your pets lick their fur, it will go inside their body. I mean, I think if you could, I don't have any stats on it offhand, but I think if you look at the stats of pet cancers and pet leukemia, it's off the charts. Again, pets are very much like children. They're low to the ground. They're putting things in their mouth. So, again, very, very attentive to that type, their immediacy around their home environment. So I feel very strongly about how we care. Just like if you think about how you care for your child, think of your pet in the same exact way.
Absolutely.
With more fur, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they're members of the family. They're members of the family.
Yeah.
So I think you're spot on. So I'm just looking at the clock. I'm honoring the fact that this is in the middle of your work day. I really cannot thank you enough for getting on this call with us. It's been just an absolute honor and pleasure. And I want to thank the Honest Company for all you do. Not only the products, but the content and the quality of the education you guys put out there. So as a mom, thank you. And to our listeners, yeah, of course. And to our listeners, thank you. Awesome questions. Thank you for joining us. I will be sending you a link with all these resources and this taped podcast probably in the next day or two, so be on the lookout. And again, Christopher, thank you so much. Really, I really appreciate this.
Of course. It's always a delight to talk to passionate people and parents like you and who are trying.